At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
This is the show for you.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plaxico Burress.
TJ, I love the way you break the game down. LA, man, you were drafted by my squad, number 2 overall, 99. And Plax, man, you were a 757 product. And everybody knew who Plax was growing up around here, man.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Welcome back into Hour 2. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We talked a lot about what's going on with the draft. We will touch on the NBA playoffs. This will bring Cuffs the Legend on from Some Dude Show on Up on Game Network at 10:20. We'll bring him on at 10:20. But right now, guys, what I wanted to talk to you guys about was there anything in particular that jumped out at you in on day one of the draft? And maybe even not even day one. Maybe it was something that has taken place in the draft that led you to look at, you know, this was a win for that team, or this was a great decision by that team. Where you guys fall on that?
You know, when you start saying, oh, these teams had a really good draft, these teams had a really bad draft, you're saying a team had a good or a bad draft because you really value those players and you don't value the other players. Let's just be honest. You really don't know. You have to give it a couple of years to see how these players pan out, because some players, they get drafted in the first round and they become complacent. That desire to be great, that desire to continue to climb that ladder, now that you had this money, it isn't there anymore. And that is always the case. You just don't know which players fall into that category. Oh, the money has changed them. Money doesn't change anybody. Mm-hmm. It just reveals who you've always wanted to be and who you always be when you like got it. And so it's hard to say who had a great draft, who didn't have a good draft. But I'm going to answer it. I like what the Commanders did in the first and second round. I really like the DB from Michigan. I can't pronounce his last name. So Sandra Steele, I don't know how you pronounce it. And getting Jaden Daniels. I also like
close enough.
Yeah, I just don't know how to pronounce it. And I also, honestly, I like what the Falcons did, because they were sold in their conviction on Penix. And it takes a lot to do what they did because they knew criticism would come from that. They knew they would be criticized for drafting Michael Penix, but they believed in it so much they didn't care. And so I like that type of conviction in their scouting and what they're doing. Because, you know, when people are going to be criticized, should we do it? You know, they're going to say that. They believe in what they see and what they saw, and so they drafted them. But it remains to be seen.
You know, I think one of the first things that jumped off the page for me for day one, this team was seeing the same exact thing that I've been seeing. I don't know how he got this far. And I'm going to just go on the record that I think he is probably the most underrated player in the first round. The young man's name is Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU. Played alongside Malik Nabers. Everybody saying Malik Nabers is the guy, he's the guy. I had the opportunity to sit down with the coach, his offensive coordinator. And I sat there and I watched film with this young man. He is really something special. The kid's 6'4". He just ran a 4.33 at his pro day and jumped a 38.5-inch vertical.
Hey, Mr. Burris, you know who trained him, right?
Who you did?
You know who trained him.
Telling you right now, man, this kid right here, he is going to do some damage in the NFL, man, the next level. He's 4 inches taller than Nabers. Everybody knows who Malik Nabers is. The guy just had, almost 1,200 yards last year and 17 touchdowns on 68 receptions. This kid right here, man, I'm telling you, he's going to shock a lot of people of how talented and how good he is, especially for his height and his size, man, and things that he's able to do playing wide receiver.
Hey, Plex, and you know what you would like about BT? Mm. That dude is smart as a quarterback. It is crazy how smart he is and how well he understands the game of football, bro. It would blow your mind away how smart this guy is when it comes to the game of football. I mean, crazy, crazy intelligence.
Wow.
I'm going to say this. My take on this, like winners and losers, I'll just say I don't know. I feel like my boys' team, our boys' team, they lost in not getting one of these quarterbacks. I really do. I feel like the six quarterbacks that went in the first round are all capable of being amazing players in the National Football League. Now, some have gotten better opportunities than others. I think J.J. McCarthy steps into one of the most amazing opportunities becoming the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. I think it was a tremendous win for Atlanta to take Michael Penix because I believe Michael Penix is a dark horse quarterback that actually has, if not top tier caliber, you know, abilities and capabilities ceiling-wise, certainly can be on that next tier that we see the you know, Kirk Cousins, the Dak Prescott's, you know, those types of Jared Goff's, those types of quarterbacks on that next tier. Maybe not a Lamar Jackson or a Patrick Mahomes type or Aaron Rodgers, but certainly one that can be comparable to getting you to that next level of competition. So I think every team that got a hold of a quarterback in this draft out of those six were actually winners. Do you feel as though, like for me, I think the hardest part, and listen, they added Adunze to the receiving core for Caleb Williams, but I think the hardest part for a guy like Caleb Williams or anyone who's gone to a team that doesn't necessarily have the type of maybe success or structure that exists, like what J.J. McCarthy is about to walk into in Minnesota, it could be a touch and go situation. Even as talented as they are as a quarterback, everybody's going to look for their quarterback to be like C.J. Stroud. That's like the gold standard of this was a successful rookie campaign for a quarterback. If it's anything short of that, it's like it's not good enough. It's not good enough for a top draft pick. And that's how it's always been. That's not new. That's how it's always been. I just wonder, I'm curious, which one of those quarterbacks is going to have the most success? And is it going to be based upon how good they are? Or is it going to be based upon how good their team is and how they're structured?
You know, LeVar, it really comes down to the team. It really does. But honestly, you got to be impressed with what Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears have done. You got to be. You will get one of the better route runners in Keenan Allen. You draft a guy who, and I'm biased because I train him, who I believe is going to be really good in Rome Odunze.
That baby runs routes.
Rome
runs
is routes. Big. He's fast. He has crazy ball skills. That, like, he'll make an easy catch. I mean, a hard catch looks so easy because his hand-eye coordination is so good. But the man is 6'3", and he ran 10.5 and 100 meters in high school. He ran 20.6, I believe, in the 200 meters in high school. So at 6'3", 215, running like that, with his ability to run routes and his ball skills, and then you also have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift in the backfield. That is an impressive skill group. That really is. And so now it is, can Caleb do his part? Can he do his part? And if he can, you would easily have to say that Caleb Williams is going to have a great rookie year and possibly a great career because of the players around him. They are doing what you should do. When you draft the quarterback high, surround him with weapons, so now we have no excuses. And let's see how it plays out.
So are you saying that the Chicago Bears didn't do that with Justin Fields?
A blind man can see that. They tried, but it was a bit late.
No, they
didn't. They didn't give him the
players weren't available for the Chicago Bears.
I mean, hey, the players weren't available. They didn't do it. However you want to frame it, he didn't have what – he did not have what Caleb Williams has.
Right.
That's a fact.
Rightfully so. So the Chicago Bears, basically, they just, without saying it, they came out and sent subliminal message to people like us who understand it that we got it wrong when we drafted Justin Fields is basically what they said.
But it is a different – it's a different general manager. I don't believe Ryan Poles drafted Justin Fields. And so it's a different GM. And so when you look at it from that perspective, hey, you cannot fault the Bears and Ryan Poles. What they're doing, you got to applaud them. A rookie quarterback with these receivers? Mm-hmm. Like, that's – you don't see that.
I'm going to say this. I think it sounds good. I don't know that Keenan Allen will stay healthy. He's going to have to adjust and adapt to being a pro, which may not be too hard, but he may or may not pick it up, may not pick it up. I don't know. A rookie is a rookie. I think outside of Penix having the opportunity to sit and learn and have time and see how things are going to shape up with Raheem Morris and that team and J.J. McCarthy with the type of weapons that he does have that isn't in question at all. I think the rest of them are in for a tough road. I think it's going to be a turbulent situation for Caleb Williams. I think it's going to be a turbulent situation for the rest of them, for Drake May. Like in New England, I think that's turbulent. There's turbulence here. I just think that they're going to all have their hands full with having the type of success that they're going to want and that the city, the fans, the team is going to want for them. I just think that it's an aberration to think that you're going to have a team that does what they were able to do with D'Amico and Houston this past year. It's just I think that's the outlier. I don't think we see that. So it's going to be interesting to see
CJ Stroud
how those
is special
guys
though.
Through it.
He's special.
He's special.
CJ Stroud is special.
But we're saying these six guys are special too, right?
Hey, well, hey, we all know.
I wouldn't jump out the window. I wouldn't jump out the window and say special.
Hey, six quarterbacks drafted in the top 15. We've never seen it happen. And we don't know who it's going to be. But the odds tell us at probably 2 to 3 are going to be busts. We just don't know who it's going to be because we don't know the situation, how the development
is. At least 2 to 3?
Yes, always. It's always that. Now, and if all of them are great,
I think it might be
then
more.
This is a rare.
They talk about Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, and I know we got to get to a break because we got to bring Cuffs on, but they talk about the Jim Kelly draft with Dan Marino, and I think there was one more, Troy Aikman. That was a hell of a draft for quarterbacks. I mean, does this have that potential? Just real quickly, because we got to get to break, but real quickly, do you think these six, out of those six, do you think that this is that type of draft where, you know, like 2-3 of them become Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks?
I mean, if you look at the organizations, you would say, no. But you say this about a few years ago about the Detroit Lions, and look where they're going now. And so if the structure is right, anything is possible. I like what Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears are doing. I really do. They're giving Caleb Williams every opportunity to be successful. And so – you just don't know when you come to the National Football League, man. These are grown men. You got to eat, sleep, and breathe football. It has to consume your life for the most part, but you also have to get away from it. And the guys that can handle it, the failures, because we love the successes. Can you handle the failure? And can you still believe in yourself? Can you still have that confidence in yourself when you fail? That's the key.
Super quick, Plex.
Never had to deal with failure, man, but I can imagine. I remember what the pressure of going into a situation and having to be able to perform right away, because I started my first game when I went into camp as a rookie. So trust me, I know what those young men are feeling. I've never had the opportunity to fail. I had the opportunity to fail, but I didn't. But, yeah, man, it's a lot of those young men. I wish them the best.
All right, that's Up on Game. That's TJ Hushmanzad, Plexico Burris giving their takes. We got a lot of hot takes left, and we're going to add Cuffs the Legend.
Paul.
This should be fun. Some dudes show up on Game Network. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. This is Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. Welcome back into the show. It is Up on Game. It's Fox Sports Radio. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Before we get the cuffs to legend, let's get that update from our guy, Isaac Lowenkron. What you got for us, boss man?
All right, fellas, let's catch you up before we get to the NFL draft. Big news out of the NBA with TNT reporting that Milwaukee Bucks star Damian Lillard has been diagnosed with a grade 1 Achilles strain and is doubtful for game 4 of the playoffs tomorrow at Indiana, with the Pacers leading the series 2-1. We have a game 4 going on right now from Orlando with the Cleveland Cavaliers holding an 18-11 lead over the Magic. 3.5 left to play in the first quarter. Cleveland leading that series 2-1. And now on to round 4 of the NFL draft. We'll pick it back up where we left you. The 13th pick of the fourth round at 113 overall. The Baltimore Ravens drafting North Carolina receiver Devontae Walker. That was followed by the Jacksonville Jaguars selecting Missouri offensive tackle Javon Foster. Then it was the Cincinnati Bengals at 115 overall, drafting Iowa tight end Eric Aull. So another tight end from Iowa goes to the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars then drafting LSU defensive tackle Jordan Jefferson. The Indianapolis Colts selecting Wisconsin center Tanner Bordellini. Then the Seattle Seahawks drafting UTEP linebacker Tyrese Knight. That was followed by the Steelers selecting South Dakota State offensive guard Mason McCormick. The Dolphins drafting Tennessee running back Jalen Wright. Seattle Seahawks selecting Michigan tight end A.J. Barner within. Had a punter taken at 122 overall. Iowa's punter Torrey Taylor drafted by the Chicago Bears. The Houston Texans selecting Ohio State tight end Cade Stover. Then the 49ers, the defending NFC champions, drafting Wake Forest safety Malik Mustafa. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafting Oregon running back Bucky Irvin. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Oregon Ducks being drafted already today in the fourth round alone, including Troy Franklin, who the Broncos selected at 102 overall, reuniting him with Bo Nix. Fellas, back to you.
Thanks, Isaac Lowenkron. Enjoy your day, my guy. It's that time. Speaking of basketball and NBA, let's bring them in.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
I hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time. Cuffs the Legend.
Should we call him Brooms? sweeping legend.
I never thought I'd see the day that the Los Angeles Lakers with the team that has a roster of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, that they will be on the brink of being swept.
Are you guys just going to talk trash? That's what y'all doing?
We're not talking trash.
Okay. Hold on. We got Cuffs the Legend and on the show. You heard the opening. Here he is.
Didn't even let the man say a word. Just talking trash already.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Cuffs.
Hey. Welcome into the show, Cuffs. You and TJ, y'all take it away, because me and Plexico, we coming in hot today. So go ahead. Come on. You got to be careful when you say broomsticks and all that stuff, too. You know, no diddy. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Cuffs.
Oh, my God.
Y'all remember the famous David David Chappelle skit where they said the haters have arrived. The haters have arrived.
Yes.
Ooh. But I'm gonna keep it real. I'm wearing all black right now. For real. I got black sweat. Got black tea because
burial.
I feel like we're going to a funeral tonight, man.
You going to a funeral?
But I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna break down to y'all why we even in this situation. And a lot of people are gonna point the blame. Okay.
Well, what had happened was
a lot of people are gonna point the blame at Darvin Ham, and rightfully so.
He is the worst coach.
He is the worst coach in the National Basketball Association. But
blame
is really going to go on the person that I've been pointing out and calling out way back in November. If y'all remember when I said, you won't fool me. I told y'all,
AR-15.
D-Lo. Exactly. The point guard for the Lakers. I'm not even calling his name anymore. I don't even want to say his name no more publicly. The point guard for the L.A. Lakers with 0 points in Game 3 in the biggest moment when you folded last year against the Nuggets, right? You folded last year. So we didn't care what he did the whole regular season because we wanted to see what he was going to do. Was D'Angelo Russell going to show and prove against the Nuggets this year in this series? And he has not shown up. LeBron has shown up. AD has scored 30 in 3 straight games in this series. AD has played very well against Jokic. You can't blame AD no more. You can't blame LeBron no more. The blame is going on the shoulders of the starting point guard for the LA Lakers.
Hey, Cuss, let me jump in here.
Fire everybody.
Cuss, let me jump in here for a minute. What did y'all really expect for D'Angelo Russell to do when he joined his team? D'Lo been his whole career?
Score a point.
You can't just expect for this man to join this team with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, where we know that he's the alpha. He basically does what he wants to do. He can take over a basketball game whenever he wants to.
He chooses to include
his teammates when he wants to. Now, let's get back to Darvin Ham. I don't agree with what you said, but I will tell you this. Austin Reeves has been the problem, one of the major problems for this Los Angeles Lakers basketball team because, for one, on defense, who is he going to guard? He can't guard anybody on this team.
Hey, hold up. Hey, Plex, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
So, you know, Game 3, right? You bring up Austin Reeves. You're wrong. Anthony Davis had 33 points. LeBron James had 26 points. Austin Reeves had 22. Nobody else had more than eight points.
I understand what you're saying. But when it comes down to it, in a crunch time situation, Austin Reeves cannot guard nobody on his basketball team.
You act like D'Angelo Russell can. At least Austin Reeves has given us some points. He's given us production. D'Angelo Russell can play no defense, and he can't score a point, bro.
Listen,
that's the problem.
If you are the Los Angeles Lakers and Darvin Ham, and you're looking at this roster that the Denver Nuggets have, you have to say one thing. Joker's going to get his points. Jamal Murray's going to get his points. But when you allow the Joker to get 30, Jamal Murray to get 25, and you allow Michael Porter Jr. to get 25, you got a problem.
And that's why.
Let's take Michael Porter Jr. out of this basketball game because he is the one that is killing us on a defensive end and threes and transition, making transition baskets. Y'all need to focus on that young man right there and kind of take him out of this basketball game.
It's called coaching and game planning.
But dog, this is what it is. That is a better basketball team than you guys, man.
Nah,
flat out.
That's it. That's what it comes
flat
down.
Out.
Yes, they are.
You can't.
The Lakers have dominated the first 3 games in the first half. They were
in the first half, but you know what Denver is.
Hey,
they're
going to
come out in the third quarter, and they're
going to
play. And they're going to play their best basketball.
Lakers get eliminated. I ain't watching the NBA playoffs no more. So they get eliminated. I'm done.
Just like you said, the Los Angeles Lakers, they come out the first and second quarter of those basketball games. In Denver, they come out, they're running up and down the court. Come third or fourth quarter, they're tired.
hey, we get slapped in the face in the first game. It's not a foul. I didn't know you could smack somebody in the face.
Oh, don't do that, TJ. But, TJ, being up 20 in both game one and game two, and you still lose the basketball game?
No excuse, man.
Up 20?
Can we just move on from the Lakers? Because it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I honestly think LeBron is not going to get swept 2 years in a row. So LeBron, he's going to rise up tonight. I think the Lakers
rise up
out tonight. But what I'm saying is it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. So I want to look forward to the next round because the Phoenix Suns, they about to get the same. About to get the same funeral.
And this all goes back to
KD.
And this all goes to back. This all goes back towards last year when Mark Malone and LeBron James was going at it in the media. LeBron James was saying slow down as always next year, and Malone was poking at LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers and beating them. And now they're on the brink of being swept, in which they will be. So the king will not rise up this evening.
All I simply want to say,
Booker and KD.
The next series, the Timberwolves are the only team in the Western Conference who matches up with those Nuggets because they have the front line with Gobert. Carl Anthony Towns is back healthy.
Nas Reed
is the sixth man of the year. And as I've said on this program already, if Ant-Man turns into 2006 Dwayne Wade like he showed us last night, because Devin Booker, you're no longer in the conversation as the best two guard in the league. Ant-Man will be starting as shooting guard in the Olympics in Paris. He is the best shooting guard in the world. And if Ant-Man can continue to elevate his game like he's doing against Phoenix, I'm telling you, the Timberwolves are the only team that stands in the way of the Nuggets repeating. And so I think Dallas is going to beat the Clippers because Luka and Kyrie is too much. Daniel Gafford, the P.J. Washington, all those guys playing well. The Thunder, they're looking good right now. They're going to get past the Pelicans. I'm already looking ahead to the next round, I'm telling y'all.
I'm disappointed in Phoenix and where they are. I thought it was going to be a lot better with additional Bradley Beal. But let's switch to the Eastern Conference, Cuffs, because I remember when I had you on this telecast, on this show, you came out and said you was Boston Celtics going to do this. They going to do that
in
the Eastern Conference.
They still are. They are.
How can you explain them losing at home
to
Jimmy Butler's Miami Heat basketball team? Jaylen Brown is going to be the player why the Boston Celtics will not win the Eastern Conference. I'm telling you.
That's one hiccup. World champions have hiccups.
That ain't no hiccup.
All I'm saying is, bro, I'm not looking at that loss. I'm not taking nothing but that loss. They're going to beat this. They're going to beat the Miami Heat in probably five games, right? The Celtics are going to be in the Eastern Conference. What you need to be worried about is the Milwaukee Bucks are done.
It's a wrap.
Not only are the Bucks done this year, it's time to blow it up in Milwaukee because we've seen Dame with the injury. He suffered an Achilles injury. He strained his Achilles.
Yeah.
The Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, those guys, Siakam, they're a bad matchup for them anyway, even with Giannis. And now with Giannis out.
No, come on, Custo. You don't believe that.
Bro, did you see the game? Did you watch the game?
They're a bad matchup with Giannis. Come on, man. Ain't no team in the league a bad matchup.
They dominated those guys in the regular season with Giannis on the floor. And now Giannis is gone. Fast forward to this, we're getting the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics are going to win the East. I mean, look at it. The Knicks are decent, but the Knicks can probably get past the Sixers because Joel is dealing with his.
The only reason is because Joel is not healthy. I give you that.
We're getting Celtics in the finals. It's going to be Celtics, Nuggets more than likely. But all I'm simply saying is keep your eyes on the Timberwolves because Anthony Edwards is elevating his game. Just like I saw D. Wade do in 06. I'm telling y'all, he last night was a turning point for him in his career.
I'm with you.
He's only 24, 25 years old, bro. To go into Phoenix last night and do that to Kevin Durant, and you saw him talking spicy to KD. What I'm saying is, bro, we're witnessing what we always say passing the torch, right?
Changing
LeBron
the guard.
Down 3-0. Hold on. LeBron's down 3-0. KD is down 3-0. Steph Curry already in Cancun. These young guys, Ant-Man. Bro, Ant-Man, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this is their time is all I'm saying. Jokic, this is their time. So we're witnessing a change of the guard. That's what I think we're witnessing overall in the NBA right now. The old heads, the tires are starting to show that tread. Like, they have nothing left, bro.
Yeah, I believe I agree with you on that. I agree.
Listen, that's Cuffs the Legend right there. You got any is that your profound ending to this ridiculously funny segment of how the old heads is going to be in Cancun as the reunion of Cocoon as some old ass men that can't get it done anymore against these young boys. Is this it for you, Cuff, before we take it to the break?
It's a team game, guys. It's a team with LeBron and AD can't score 50 points each. They can't score 50. Guys.
As y'all saw on Instagram, I've already entered the transfer portal. Like, I've been riding the Lakers.
There you go. You need to take TJ with you. Y'all need to post a letter. Y'all need to go into the portal.
Hey, that had me dying when I saw
I've already told myself, Bron has 2 more years. I'm going to say this publicly.
Wait a minute. LeBron got 2 more years of what?
Greatness.
I'm going to say this publicly right now. Ah. It is time for LeBron to get out of L.A., and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
It's malpractice. Rob Pelinka has done a terrible job. He hired Darvin Ham. That's the fatal mistake. He hired Darvin Ham. It's time for LeBron to go to New York. That's what I'm telling you.
You think you play with Jalen Brunson? LeBron need the ball. Jalen Brunson need the ball, huh? Yeah. I don't know. And Randall when he comes.
At this stage of LeBron's career, he don't want to carry the team. I know that personally. He don't want to carry. He doesn't want to be the number one guy. On certain nights, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, you've seen it now. He can't be the best player on your team and he's 39. He needs a lot of –
Cuss, when you just said New York, who you think is having the better series, Jalen Brunson or Tyrese Maxey?
Brunson struggled the first couple of games, but he's starting to get it going. So I would put my money on – I mean, I like both of those guys, but I would put my money on Brunson because he's a home run hitter. He's a closer. But I think that series is going 7 because the home court advantages. Like, both teams have a raucous crowd. You've seen the crowd in Philly the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going 7. We're going to get a game 7 in the Garden. You can mark that down. We get game 7 in the Garden.
That's Cuffs the Legend. Some Dude Show up on Game Network. You can find him on IG. He is a great follow, so you want to follow him and check him out. As you heard, he is in the transfer portal away from the Lakers as a fan.
Hey, look.
Everybody just wishing well. Go on there wishing well. He took a year too long to enter the portal, but you know what? Never too late. we're gonna take a quick break, and on the other side, we're gonna wrap it up. And speaking of the L.A. Lakers, there's a guy that's from he's from San Diego, but he's a L.A. He was a USC player, got his trophy back. I'm gonna get the reactions from Stretch and Pantene Man on the other side of the break. You're listening to Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We are in the TireRack.com studio. If you missed anything, just make sure you go check out the podcast. It's going to go up right after, immediately after the show is over. And you'll be able to stay tuned in and listen to Jonas Knox, the Jonas Knox show coming up immediately following ours. But before we get up out of here, obviously the news broke this week that former NFL and college great Reggie Bush would be getting his Heisman returned back to him, reinstated as the rightful winner of that. How you guys feel about that? How you guys feel about Reggie Bush getting his trophy back and being in a scenario where he can now say, you know, it's maybe solidified his college career and what he was able to accomplish?
For me, it's long overdue. I felt like they should have been giving his Heisman Trophy back, man. Like, everybody knew when they took it, it was BS. And now with the NIL and all, it's like, come on, man. The NCAA has been a terribly run organization from when we were playing. And it was just getting worse and worse and worse. And now, that I mean, they really owe us reparations. They've been owed Reggie Bush's reparations and giving that Heisman Trophy back. Because you think about, look at all the money that they cost him by doing what they did. And so all right. I'm happy he has his Heisman Trophy back, man. I just saw Reggie Bush, man, last weekend and kicked it with him for a little while, man. So for him to get what he rightfully earned on that field. He earned that on the field.
Absolutely.
I'm happy for him, man.
What I don't understand about it is that why I took the Heisman Trophy, association to wait so long, because from what I understand, the Heisman Trophy is not associated with the NCAA at all.
That's correct.
It's a separate entity. So if I believe that they were just following suit with the rules that or the – the sanctions that they put on Reggie Bush to take away his Heisman Trophy. If you're the Heisman Trophy, and you're your own separate entity, not partnered with the NCAA, then why wouldn't you have issued him his Heisman Trophy back a long time ago? That's what I have a problem with.
But let me put this in front of y'all, because there are some people out there that are saying, but he did break the rules. Now, I don't know the details of the story in terms of what his involvement was versus his family's involvement in it. I'm not sure on all of those details. A lot of people say, why didn't Reggie Bush ever confess or clear it up that this was his role in it and this is what he had going on? There are a lot of people that felt as though maybe he wasn't deserving of getting his Heisman back, because while the rules have changed now, the rules were the rules when he was playing, and apparently he broke them to the extent where they took his Heisman. What would y'all say to that?
I just felt like the rules back then weren't right. There's no way that you can play golf, tennis, and these other sports and make money off of yourself, but you can't play football and basketball and make money off yourself. Like, I didn't understand that. That is his name.
And if he cats can make broke, cats be broke in college.
Broke, eating top ramen every day, super and broke, adding bologna and all, like, spam sandwiches. Like, it's crazy what you go through as a college athlete. And so
I still like spam sandwiches.
I will never eat another one. I ate so, like, a hot dog, spam, never will ever. You couldn't pay me to eat any of that. I ate so much. Some bologna sandwiches, hot dog, spam. Man, I ate so much of that in my life. I'm done. But
Reggie Bush, you can say the rules were this, the rules were that. Obviously, they weren't the correct rules in a lot of people's eyes, a lot. And so you can say, oh, these were the rules. They weren't the right rules.
Last word, Plex, quick.
Hey, man, Reggie Bush, congratulations.
That's all I got to say. Hey, for what it's worth, I mean, for good or for bad, whichever side it falls on, it is what it is. I don't know. He's still suing defamation of character against the NCAA. I'm interested to see how that all turns out. But Reggie Bush is a personal friend. I'm glad he got his reinstatement back and we'll be able to move on. As you mentioned, TJ, a lot of opportunities come with having that hardware and that distinction. Now he gets to have it back. So good for him, good for his family, his kids get to buy into the legacy and be a part of that legacy. So I appreciate him. I appreciate people, you know, giving him that opportunity back. So anyways, JKS next. Hope you enjoyed the show. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.